Today in the studio, folks, I got a real treat for you. Justin Tidd in the house.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Folks, if you guys don't know who this dude is, I don't really know much more about him than he gets people freaking shredded somehow. You know, you're because you do other things. It's not just what you do. That's just what you also do.
That's correct. Yep.
So what do you actually do?
Man, you know, it's in a big array of things, right? So, I mean, sales is my biggest background. So, right, I went to school and got a bachelor's and master's degree, all that. I worked my way up as an entrepreneur. So, I'm a chief sales officer for a company that manufactures electrical equipment. So, I cover North, South America, been in 40 different countries, been on 5 different continents, selling equipment all around the world. And, but yeah, passion is fitness. And so I started that on the side as.
So if you guys remember a while back, I might be a little bit chubbier than I am today. I started getting lean cause I saw this dude Mo and I thought he photoshopped his body or his head on a body cause he was all of a sudden ripped. And I just saw him not like 2 months ago. 3 months maybe. And he wasn't that way. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, what the hell, dude? And he said, dude, I ate what this dude told me to eat and did what this dude told me to do. And I said, what dude? And he said, Justin. I said, how do I get a hold of Justin? He said, he just Instagram, gave me your Instagram. Mm-hmm. By the way, his Instagram @Tidd_Justin, T-I-D-D. You guys sitting around with man boobs, you guys sitting around with freaking, you know, dreams of becoming fit and in shape. I'm telling you, hit this dude up right now in the DM. I'm telling you, how long has it been? Like 3 months, 4 months, maybe the most.
With you? Yeah, we're talking 4 months. Yeah, 3-4 months. Yeah.
4 months. And everyone's like, holy crap, dude, what the hell, man? You're in the best shape I've ever seen you in. Dude, all I did was eat what you told me to eat and do what you told me to do.
You have abs.
And it isn't that tough if you follow directions. But a lot of people don't, do they?
No, most people don't, right? That's the biggest thing. Or even understand what a plan looks like. And so I think with most people, they think things are further away than what they really are. And I always have those conversations with people. Yeah, it may have taken you 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, maybe your whole life to get out of shape or overweight. But really in 4 months, you can really make some drastic changes as long as you focus and follow a plan, a good plan.
What about those dudes that, or anyone, not just dudes, that are huge fat and then they get in shape, but they got now all the skin?
Yes. I mean, over time your skin can tighten, but I mean, the guys you're referring to, you'd have to have surgery to get the skin out. I mean, that's really where it's at.
But once you do, is it gone? Like, can you ever just look killer again?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you just go to a doctor that knows what they're doing. I mean, cut the skin out, move on. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that mine, you know, doesn't need cut.
No.
Because, dude, sometimes I'll throw up the shirt and there'll be like a little crease right here. And I'm like, what the hell? And it literally is the sack. Because if I just do this, lift up the skin a little bit, it looks perfect. I'm thinking, dude, did I get too fat to where now my skin's going to have a little crease in it because it's folding over?
Well, I think sometimes with people that happens, but also when you're in a deficit or leaning out, and then you may have some, but you can add weight back on, right? If you add muscle back on, you're going to fill out some of that as well.
Yeah, well, mine's not bad, thank God. I just need to lose more fat. I'm still going, bro.
You're still going.
How long you think I got before it's all gone? 2 months?
2 months.
Which means in six months, I freaking transformed into a freaking stud.
Massively. And you're busy. It's not like you're not busy. You travel, you go all the places. You got all the excuses that anybody could ever dream of. Kids, you know, busy, traveling, shows, events. That's not a bad trade-off, 6 months.
So how did you find Mo?
Met Mo in Arete.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I met him.
Just said, you know, I'll tell you what to do?
Yeah, I met him there, and we actually had dinner and became friends after that. And so I went down, he helped me with my course. So I started a fitness course also, helped me set that up, integrate it. And, about 2 years I've been trying to get him to get into it. And finally I was down, we shot a webinar, and he said the next day he went out with me and my business partners, bodybuilders, and we all ordered our food, and then he ordered his food fried and saw what we ate. The next day he said, I want to change my life. I'm ready. And he did phenomenally.
Yeah, he did, dude. That's that's what literally made me go, holy shit, dude. Because you worked, I don't know. He must have had a better frame to begin with, because that dude looked freaking good quick.
Yes, it started off, he did, for sure. Yeah, I mean, he came, he had some good muscle bellies and things to start from. I mean, he's always been an athletic person. But he also, just like you, had that the lower piece here. So, I mean, that's just a matter of...
What about skinny fat dudes? What can they do?
Put on muscle.
Because, dude, if you're skinny fat, you're kind of just screwed.
Yeah, I mean, what I would suggest to somebody like that is you need to lean out to what your body muscle type is, right? Do a body scan, find out where your muscle really is, and then lean out to what your frame looks like, and then bulk up from there. That would work the best. Or just try to bulk up and use what fat you have.
So you looked at my DEXAs. I think it said 171 point something of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Out of, back then it was what, 219, I think, the latest one.
Yeah, maybe so.
I think it was 219 pounds. Yeah. Started out at 236.3, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I didn't lose a lot of weight. You know, one time I got in shape a long time ago, I didn't lose weight. It just went from flabby fat 235 to freaking buff 235. But I didn't get like lean. I was still, you know, I would say 10.5% body fat is the leanest I've ever been.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, you weren't working out really at that time too. So
I was just working out, but I wasn't doing any cardio.
Okay. Yeah. So you weren't doing anything to condition.
No cardio.
Yeah.
People told me you don't have to do cardio.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is work out. And I got in pretty good shape doing that. We're no cardio.
Yeah.
But dude, now I'm doing cardio up the yin yang, and cardio works.
It works. At the end of the day, it's calories in, calories out. I mean, there's so many studies, so many people that want to combat that or sell something fast, but you're not getting abs in 30 days. You know, it's just, you're not going to get rich quick. You're not going to get fit quick. That's pretty much how that works. So it's cardio. You got to have it. If you're wanting to lean out, it has to be there. I mean,
well, not to mention it's good for your blood pressure and everything else.
Yeah.
The other day I went in, took a little blood. When they do that, they take your blood pressure. He's doing his thing. When he's done, he's writing it down. I said, what is it? He said, 114 over 62. I said, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, damn, dude, that's freaking good. Like, that's real good. And then when I do my resting heart rate when I'm sleeping at night, I'm down into the like 40s.
Yeah, I mean, and look at all the fat you've gotten off of you, right? So I mean, that's also another effect of that is you know.
But dude, I mean my resting heart rate is low. Like, you look up my resting heart rate levels, they're like an elite athlete. Is what it says.
Yeah, it's fitting.
It's what it says. So now my blood pressure is low. Before I started working out, doing what you told me to eat and doing what you told me to do, I was 26. I think I was 26% body fat. 26% body fat, dude. I'd go get my blood pressure taken. They would say like 140 over 90.
Yeah.
142 over 97.
Probably slept like shit too.
I still sleep like shit. I mean, I wouldn't say like shit. I'd just say not a lot. Like when I go to sleep, dude, I'm asleep. I go to sleep. My wife says, baby was crying all night. I'm like, she was? I didn't hear it. I sleep. Boom. And by the way, I'll show you my sleep stats. Like, good sleep. Problem is just not long enough.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I cannot stay asleep. And then when I do wake up, in my mind, I think to myself, dude, obviously I've had enough sleep or my body would you know, be groggy. It's not. When I open my eyes, it's like, boom, I'm ready to rock. And not only that, now I'm excited.
Why?
Well, because to me, it's progress. Mm-hmm. So like, boom, it's time to get back on the treadmill. Ready for it. Yeah. And dude, keep in mind, I do treadmill at night and then go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then treadmill first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like most people are like, oh, I can't do it. But see, I think it's a mindset shift.
It is. It is. And you even got there when we started it. It took a minute. But once you were in, and once you clocked in, you were laser focused. It's just so easy for you now, especially. And most people are that way too. It's really hard, starting off something, right? When people don't understand it or don't know it. Things that are hard turn into be easy, but you always got to go through that when you start anything in life. So for me, it's just having a different relationship with hard, right? Learn to love the hard things, because once you do that, all of a sudden it will be easier. It will.
Now, you were in Arete, which is Andy Frisella and Ed Milet's group.
Mm-hmm.
Andy's the best.
Yep.
I mean, I like Ed too, but I think Andy is the coolest of them all.
I love Andy. Yeah.
Andy's just the taste. His taste and style,
yeah,
like his car collection, his house, his mm-hmm. his gyms, like, you know, his headquarters,
yep,
everything he does is fucking cool. And I don't know if that's him doing it or he's got killer designers, but like, dude, that dude's cool as well. But so my question is, he did the 75 hard program. Mm-hmm. Why? What do you think 75 hard? Why aren't you promoting 75 hard?
Well, one, it's his program, not mine, right? He did get into it where, like, coaches can do that. So I'm all for it. It's a great program. I mean, I can easily take my nutrition plans and my cardio plans and roll it in to 75 hard.
I'm already past it. And by the way, that is what I'm doing. It's just, I didn't take a picture of myself every day.
That's it.
And I didn't do an outdoor workout.
And read 10 pages a day.
I did do that. I do that anyway. So okay. Like, I live on 75 hard.
Yeah.
It's funny because I always say, I don't need 75 hard because I'm 7.5 soft. But at the end of the day, I'm just making that because it sounds funny. The truth is, the reason I've never done 75 hard per se is because I don't like, I think it's all mental.
Yeah.
And that's why he wants you outside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be outside.
Yeah.
Like, I'm too fucking old. Okay. Yeah. I'm done trying to prove myself and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, I just want to get in shape.
Yeah. I mean, that's where the mental side of it is. I agree 100%. Like, it changes people's lives without a doubt.
Because they realize they can tame the bitch voice.
That's right.
I already knew that.
Yes. Same here. and I thought about it a few times and I operate that way already on the daily with the way I plan my days out. I'm very focused on what I do, what I accomplish, where I spend my time. I mean, I'm a happy person. So to me, it doesn't make sense for me personally.
So all the bomb squad listening, if there's people out there, women or men, does it matter?
No, doesn't matter.
That want to get in shape.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, folks, I'm telling you, the reason I have him on here is because I did it. And he was in Vegas. I'm like, dude, let's drop some bombs. I know there's a lot of people that want to be in shape. Now, how do I know that? Well, obviously, dude, everybody wants to be in shape. They just don't want to put up with the pain that it requires. And that's the whole thing, dude. It's not that painful. This dude will send you a diet. He'll text you. It ain't like he shows up at your house and, you know, freaking kicks down your door. So if you don't do it, dude, you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
But he will give you how many meals, exactly what you're supposed to eat all day long. You have your wife or you or somebody cook it. Or you can even technically get, you know, prep meals.
Yeah.
But point being is, he tells you exactly what to eat after a conversation of where you want to go, what mm-hmm. you want to do, what you currently look like. Hopefully you can go get some blood work, right?
Yep. Yep.
Get your tests, what do they call the panels?
Yep.
Which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can dial somebody in based on their body type, based on their everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, based on their hormones, based on their blood type, I mean, get all that right. So many people don't pay attention to their hormones and don't pay attention to the labs. But, you know, I'll tell you what to eat, when to eat it. Change it every 2 weeks. I build the workouts around a home gym, around whatever gym you go to. I'll build the workout specifically. So I break that down. I make it so easy that you don't have to think about anything. It literally, you just have to prep the food and go. So I think a lot of people, right, when they get into fitness, it's two things, either weight loss or they want to look better. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. And the issue with that, in a way, is that it's a short-term decision instead of thinking about the healthy side and the long-term benefit of that. So people, what I really would like to see is a long-term agreement with themselves to say, I'm going to enjoy this, right? It's because, I mean, it can be hard, but I don't want you to hate it because it's this 12-week nutrition program. You're going to look great. Just follow the program. But also make this a lifestyle. And nothing's more happy for me to see, or more beneficial to see, somebody go through the program, get all the changes, take all the photos, do a photo shoot, you know, have that. But then also that changes their lives. I mean, I've had husband, wives do it together. It's kind of, it's some of my most rewarding, because I've had comments back that I've changed their life, right? Now their love life is better. Yeah. I mean, they're, the love life's better. They're happier. They don't argue as much. They sleep better. You know, they're back to what the early days are. So that's really cool to see some of that happen.
So where are you from?
West Virginia.
I was going to say, you sound a little hillbilly-ish.
I got the hillbilly redneck. Yep.
You got a little hillbilly in. Where'd you learn all this shit? Cause you're pretty swole.
Yeah. So I got into fitness. Basically I got divorced and that pushed me
into
it.
Were you fat?
I was totally dad bod, 210 pounds, dad bod, worked out, but didn't understand it. And, so I started, teaching myself as much as I could, researching, reading books, hired a coach, hired another coach, and kind of just started learning from all kinds of different coaches. And then made friends with great people in the industry, other good coaches. Learn processes that they're not going to teach you in school books, right? They're real processes at work, and how nutrition balances out with people. So got into bodybuilding, you know, went top 10 twice nationally, in Florida and in, Pittsburgh. And I've just kept it going. I mean, I love it.
So, cause I can see your fucking traps just
like coming up.
Yeah. Like
that's pretty good.
How you get those bitches going?
I'll show you.
Just some shrugs.
I'll show you tonight.
Is it just this?
I got special ones for those.
Well, what hotel are you staying at?
I'm staying like Hilton, 5 minutes away, something like that, 10 minutes.
So if anybody wants to get in shape and doesn't want to have, like, you know, someone coming with you to the gym and all that bullshit, you just want, what do I eat? What do I do? Boom. Mm-hmm. This is your dude. And I would highly recommend everybody take the initiative and get the shit done. Because I'm telling you, it's night and day. Everybody that gets in shape has never regretted it. Mm-hmm. And it makes you more desirable. It makes you more respected. It creates more goodwill, if you ask me, in your life. And mm-hmm. most importantly, if you have kids and you're walking around out of shape, I think that, in a way, is a form of child abuse. Yep. And I did it to my kids forever. And it's like, let your kids see you be the example. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. I mean, my kids see me, you know, all their friends, right? They talk about me. They talk about my wife, which she's a bikini competitor. You know, West Virginia is second fattest state in the country.
Oh, like, I bet.
We don't look normal there, right? Like we don't when we go out. I mean, there's fit people, but the second fattest. So we don't look like most moms and dads, you know, just typically speaking. But, you know, our kids look up to us. So there's a level of respect there that you get
from everybody, not
indirectly,
just your kids.
But yeah, everybody, right? Like you can walk into a room and that level of respect comes before someone even meets you. They already think of you differently. And that's, so if you're an entrepreneur, somebody in a business, somebody that, you know, would demand respect just in any conversation, you get that before the conversation starts.
100%. You're going to get more, feel better, look better in clothes. The only downside is you might need to spend a little money getting new clothes.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I literally went from an extra large shirt, which I thought I looked good in, to now a large. And I hope I don't go to Schmedium. You think I'll ever go to Schmedium?
No. You're too big.
To me, like medium is like, dude, that's a little guy.
No, your frame's too big already.
I want to be sizable. Like perfect if I could close my eyes and just imagine how, you know, I would want to be. I'll bet you I would be 220 pounds, 10% body fat.
Yeah, that's ideal spot.
That's a good solid size.
It's like a tight end.
It's like, hey, you know, you don't want to mess with them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And you're somewhat strong. As far as strength goes, dude, do you think that's important?
Yeah, absolutely. And that comes over time, right? I mean, you know my thought process on training.
What about aesthetics over, like, in other words, if you can bench 900 pounds, but you look like those big, thick power lifters, I would rather look like a lean.
So let me ask
Mark Wahlberg body and only be able to bench 300 pounds.
Let me ask you a question then. So are you doing it to impress guys? Or are you doing it? You take your shirt off and you want to impress women.
Well, of course, women.
Yeah. And when you look in the mirror.
Well, it's not even women. You know what I'm doing it for? I used to attach it to women. Yeah. And that's why I never did it. Mm-hmm. Because, dude, number one, I don't need any more women.
Yeah.
Number one. And I always attach six-pack, get girls. Six-pack, get girls. And I don't need to get girls. And I don't want to get girls. It caused me a lot of trouble. So let me just stay chunky. But then I realized I'm never going to be a billionaire if I can't control whether or not I get on a piece of fucking exercise equipment. Mm-hmm. What I eat. Like, you can't control what you eat. You can't control if you get on a piece of exercise equipment. You can't control that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can. Well, obviously not. You're fat. Well, I want to be fat. Do you? Because nobody wants to be. What they don't want is they don't want the discomfort of eating what they imagine to be shit food and doing the work. But once you start doing it, believe it or not, that is the reward down the road. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Most people don't get that. And so when you start becoming in shape, because again, most people think I'm way in shape because they're comparing me to before. And everyone says, what are you doing? You got a trainer? And to me, dude, I never say, yeah, I got a trainer. Cause to me, you're not training me. Mm-hmm. You're telling me what to eat and what to do. I'm training myself.
Yeah.
You're just telling me what to do. And I like that better. Cause I don't like being told what to do. I fucking hate it. You're saying, here, eat that, do that. Now I can go do that.
Yeah.
And I hold myself accountable. Mm-hmm. But if you were there at the gym with me, well, then you'd be a trainer.
Yeah.
So what do you call yourself, a trainer, or what do you call yourself? A coach?
Yeah, I'm a coach, you know. Like, I don't do a lot of one-on-one training. You know, it's, I really, I do a little bit, but not too much. So for me, it's an online coach because in that aspect, I'm there to answer questions. You know, a lot of people got a lot of questions, usually on the front end, and then just basically give guidance, you know, and when they check in, I can see what they look like, determine if they're lying to me or not.
How many lie?
I would say 99%.
Really?
Probably.
Did you think I was going to lie to you?
Yeah.
You thought I was going to be weak, huh?
But you told me the truth eventually, right?
What do you mean?
About the fish.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck that fish. I told you up front. I didn't tell you eventually.
We had 4 weeks of hard conversations about fish.
Yeah, I ain't eating fish. I would eat fish if it was fresh made every time. Yeah. It wasn't fresh made, dude.
Yeah.
My wife would make it on a Monday, and I'm eating it on a Wednesday, and it's like, come on, dude. And microwave it up, and like if someone could cook fresh cod or something, like, you know, once in a while, even twice a day, as long as it's fresh. Hot, right out of the pan, I'd eat it. But this was not.
Well, there's more ways to get there.
There is more ways to get there, or it'll just take you longer because, like you said, calories in, calories out. Mm-hmm. So, folks, what that necessarily means, tell me if I'm wrong. What that means is, let's say, for example, you're resting. No activity burn is 2,500 calories a day, which means just lounging around, watching TV, getting up to take a piss, whatever you normally do, that's going to burn, let's say, 2,500 calories a day. Mm-hmm. So if you eat 2,500 calories a day, you will stay the same weight forever. Mm-hmm. If you eat more than 2,500 calories, and there's a measurement to it, you will gain weight.
Yeah.
And if you eat less than 2,500 calories, you will lose weight.
Pretty simple.
It's that simple.
It's that
simple. So if I wanted to, I could say, let's say, let's use 2,500 calories. I could eat 2,100 calories of Snicker bars if I wanted to, and I would still lose weight.
Well, now you're getting deeper because of sugar.
What about it?
Yeah, because, I mean, the sugar is going to turn into fat.
Well,
right.
Then, so I guess it ain't calories in, calories out.
So it is on the scale of eating most foods. I mean,
there's calories in, calories out. That says what I just stated. So the fact that you cannot eat 2 grand worth of Snickers and still lose weight. Well, then why? Well, because that's sugar. Well, then it's not calories in, calories out. There's some dials in there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to coach someone to try that. But, you know, there's studies out that, you know, they're doing this calories in, calories out with McDonald's. And it works, yeah, right?
Well, I know, you know, Alex Hormozy.
Mm-hmm.
Big old buff son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. I asked him. He said, dude, he eats 2 pounds of meat every day.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, he eats whatever calories he wants.
Yeah.
He eats ice cream all day long. He does. But of course, he's been shredded for 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, I think it changes, right? Well, you can get to a level and then get there. But we're talking about people that are overweight trying to get into a different look. When you take somebody like you or I, even to that extent, like we can balance out pretty well. But to try to take somebody overweight, get into a certain body type or something that they can be proud of, you know, it'll be different.
How many people have called you up and like said, oh my God, Justin, I look fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah. Everybody does a plan. Like that's no bullshit.
Now, what about the ones that lie? What do they eventually say to you?
So what the ones that lie, they get through and they get mediocre results and they just finish out and more or less go away.
So out of all the people that you got on the program, you say 99% don't do it?
No. I said probably a lie, right? So when I say lie, they may not eat greens and say they do.
Yeah, right? But why should they?
So, I mean, it's digestion, right? To get the fiber in so you can go to the bathroom regularly and things like that. Otherwise, you're going to bloat and you're going to hold on to some things. So, for me, it's...
So you got to dial down to little things like that.
Yeah, because as you increase your protein intake, I mean, you're going to end up eventually getting constipated at some point. And so that keeps you regular.
So how many, grams of protein per body weight is enough?
Well, I mean, there's typically a table for losing weight, maintaining weight, and gaining weight. And that changes somewhat. In the losing weight, it's always the same. Maintaining, it's always the same. Gaining, then you're going to increase it to add more calories. But you're talking, you know, 1.5 grams, right? So it's typically 6 ounces, 5-6 times a day is what you're looking at.
What if they're smaller, like Albert?
It's the same.
Albert, man, he worked out for years. Didn't nothing changed.
Now, the last 8 weeks did.
He just looks the same. I know.
I don't know.
Now you got him starting to see some difference.
Yeah. I got his whole intercostals in. His shoulder capped out good. Like, yeah,
but dude, he wasn't, for the longest time, dude, it didn't look right. Like he had a big old chest. That's it.
He did have a good looking chest. Yeah.
I'm wondering, like, are those implants?
No, that's that.
Or is that just he did chest every day for a week at a time?
Maybe, yeah. But maybe doing chest a lot.
What do you think of push-ups?
You know, I love push-ups. You know, I do them especially as a burner at the end and pump a lot of blood in the muscle. I do it then. So I typically like a workout for me. I like heavy compound movements in the front, And then I dial it back into really hard squeezes, time under tension, toward the end of the workout, and then heavy volume at the end of a workout.
Do you get people throwing up?
Maybe two ever. No, just a lot of cussing.
Yeah, because I don't do that shit.
I just get cussed at a lot.
Now, do you ever go to the gym with people?
Some, like, people are local to me. Yeah, I train with people. Yeah, you know, with them, right?
Where is local?
It's Hurricane, West Virginia.
Hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be down.
Yeah.
Small town?
Yeah, like 15,000 people.
Damn. So, and you've been there your whole life?
I grew up in Huntington and moved about 11 years ago. I only moved about 25 miles.
But what made you move?
Better living area. Yeah, it's Huntington and Charleston are bigger cities, and I moved kind of between the two in a nicer living area.
What got you involved with Arete?
Andy Frazella, following him. Yeah, I was on a business trip actually watching when they released it, and I was in Spokane, Washington. I remember weird things like that. And I remember seeing on his story, he was opening it. So that's when I got involved.
Yeah, hey, this sounds cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So are you still in?
I'm not now.
Mm-hmm. What was it? It was like a more, I heard it was like in the beginning, high level or like watch type level. And now it's all the watch type level.
Yeah. And then they do like their annual summits.
Well, why didn't they stick with the high dollar ones?
They never said. I never heard. I'm not sure. Huh. Yeah. I don't know.
Did anybody in the group decide to keep them going? Like all the Arete brothers still hang out when they want to?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I think some of the guys that even got out still, like, I mean, right? I mean, the whole thing about it is to be able to share entrepreneurial experience, to help other people. And if I can help you, I'll help you. And if you can help me, you help me, right? And that way we can benefit both together in business. And I think for sure a lot of people made great networks and kept together. I probably still have 15 friends I made out of the group.
Yeah, and you met Mo there. And
I
Mo
did.
And Mo posting what he posted, he's probably got you a bunch of customers.
He did, yeah.
Got you me. Yeah. And then I'm sure I've gotten you a few customers.
Yeah.
I got you Albert. Well, actually, I don't know. Mo might have got you Albert too, because we both know Mo.
Yeah.
But yep. Dude, listen, if you're out there in the old internet land, you're driving around listening to this podcast, you got bitch tits, you got a little flub dub, you're not feeling good about yourself, you want to make more money, you want to be more successful, and you haven't even thought about fitness, like what's that got to do with anything? Guys, it's got to do with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is going to get stronger when your body gets stronger. The commitment and discipline that you put in pays off in mindset. Dividends. Like, dude, my mindset is way better than it has been in a long time.
Yeah, I was actually going to say something about that earlier, because it creates so much self-confidence. Like, you know, you do it initially because we were talking earlier, you want to take your shirt off, right? You want to get naked and look in the mirror and say, that's me. I like me. I love me, right? But what people tend to not think about is the mental benefits that come along with that. Outside of that, just I do it because I want to look good, I feel that, but now my brain, I'm better at full capacity, I think clearer, I'm more confident, you know, that those are the things that you don't think about in the process that end up happening on accident, so to speak.
Well, folks, and the funny part is he's not even expensive. Like when he told me how much it was, I sent him three times that and said, keep the change. You really should raise your prices. Bomb Squad, you better hurry up, because I'm telling you, this dude can get you the results. I've seen it multiple times on multiple people. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of like you doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want to be in shape, that's it. And once you make that decision, engage Justin. He starts shooting you exactly what to eat, dude. Just go to the store, get what it is. Think of it as fuel. That's what I had to do. Because I love food, dude. But I just think of it as fuel. And then you give them cheat days.
Mm-hmm.
You say, go have pizza. You put it in there. And yeah. I'm telling you, it's like, it's not that freaking difficult. But I think it's the formulation and the understanding of the macros that most people miss.
Because
that's what I was missing.
Yeah.
Like I dieted, but I wasn't dieting. I wasn't getting enough protein. I wasn't getting enough calories, which was probably causing my fat to store and all the shit that you're like, well, why isn't it working? Or you become skinny fat, mm-hmm. or you become weak and flat, you know? So to know the macros and to know the combinations of things, I think make a massive difference.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, me and you had this conversation on the front end. Most people don't eat enough every day. Most people don't drink enough water every day. And so they get in these programs and they don't stick with them long enough. And then they get frustrated. People typically have been eating wrong or bad or a combination for years. And it will take 3-4 weeks to get the metabolism to working the way we want it to work. So that's why the front end, it takes a minute to get going, and then it starts going real fast.
And I'm a fucking testimony, bro. Keep watching. I'm about to, you know, carve the rest of this down. I'm almost done. Carve the rest of this down to where I have a freaking six pack. I'm single digit body fat. And then I'm going to bulk up mm-hmm. to where I'm probably 220 twisted steel and sex appeal. Walk around 10-12% body fat. Stay there. And the way I want to stay there is, again, 6 days a week, I'll eat great. Mm-hmm. 6 days a week, I'll work out once for 90 minutes. I'll give it 90 minutes every day. Once. I'm not doing this two-a-day bullshit. Of course, I've been doing two-a-days, dude, for a while now.
2 months?
A while.
At least 2 months.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, man, it feels good. But at the end of the day, like, it would feel better if I didn't.
Yeah, for sure.
I like my time. And right now I'm putting some time in.
You are.
Now, fortunately, I have a mindset where I just turn shit on and turn shit off. Like, I'm not sitting at home. I could be doing other things. I just shut my mind off. Why? Cause I'm going somewhere. And when I get there, let's say 9% body fat, cause it's single digit. Mm-hmm. Then I think to myself, okay, now rather than try and figure out what I want to look like I did this time, I'm going to figure out what I want to do mm-hmm. and then create a lifestyle based on that. So I told my friend the other day, when I'm done with this and I look the way I want to look, I'm going to work out once a day, eat right 6 times, and I'm going to pig out 1 day a week, anything I want, as much as I want. And whatever that looks like is where I'll be, which means if I got chubby again, if like Brad, that'll get you chubby. Well, then I'm going to live chubby. You know why? Because I've decided that's what I'm going to do to maintain. Fortunately, the good news is if I worked out 6 days a week, ate right 6 days a week, and pigged out once, I'll be fucking fine.
You'll be just fine. Yeah.
And not only that, now that I'm a less chubby, I would say, mm-hmm. it's easier. Mm-hmm. It's easier to maintain. So what do you think would be the case? If I were, let's say, 9% today, mm-hmm. I completed it all the way down to your tilapia, which I'm not eating. And let's say I'm there right now. Now, how do we start bringing me back to where I'm going to bulk up? Because now you have to eat more calories. So do you like double the fish, double the rice?
No, but there would be a slow increase in protein, but you would eat more carbs. Right. That's where we're going to get into it. So
and that'll give you size, and the size turns into muscle. What?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Fat doesn't turn into muscle.
So it could. Yeah.
Fat, I was told, does not turn into muscle.
I mean, if you work it and you're going to lose some of it, but have you ever seen a fat person get more muscular than a skinny person? Because it's a lot easier for them to, right? They got the size to work off of. Now, I'm not saying somebody that's so, you know, the saggy skin in that situation. But it's easier for those people. And that's also body type, right? So, you know, you got a smaller person with a smaller frame. I mean, they're going to have a much harder time. They're going to have a faster metabolism also.
Yeah, so if you have like a thicker waistline, well, then get a bigger back.
Yeah, easily. That's always the answer.
Because I'm wearing 36 jeans, but I got 34s. Mm-hmm. And 34s fit. But to me, like, I prefer 36s the way they fit. They're a little looser. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to wear tight pants, I guess I could fit in 34s. But do you think if I were to get down to 9%, I'd be in 32s.
You'd probably be in 32, 33.
Damn, dude. I ain't been there since high school.
Yeah. That's a fact. Because, I mean, you're talking about being down to about 205 pounds-ish. And you would, yeah, for sure.
The other day I was at 211.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty low. I've never been to 11. I haven't been 211 in a long time.
Long time.
This morning I was 217.
Well, we know what the 3 weeks conversation was.
Well, you know, hey, like I said, I ain't
We had a little revamp.
Well, dude, I hurt my arm. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
You get injured, you're injured.
Yeah. Your legs been work. Injured?
I have been. This fool had me doing back. Legs. Like, you know, I hurt my arm. So he's like, all right, I'll just do legs. Like, dude, I hate legs. Legs are the worst, but I've been doing them. What's one way to get the most round ass?
Oh, man. Listen, like, my ass is flat. It's like having a crack in my back that just goes all the way down. Like, it's,
so you can't build an ass.
So, no, my wife is a bikini competitor. She builds asses.
So yeah. What's the best to build an ass? Because my wife says I'll never have an ass. And I'm like, that's bullshit. I'm going to get shredded up and then I'm going to start squatting or doing whatever to where I walk around with a big old
cheeky ass. Yeah, I mean, we're talking, ass. I mean, squats, but like not squats aren't for everybody. You've got, you know, hip thrusters. You've got, you know, single legged. She does these exercises on a box, single legged lunges with a bar on her back. She does some kind of lunge off the end of a deck. I don't know all of them cause I don't do them. I did glutes with her twice and I'm good.
You're solved.
Yeah. I can't lift what she lifts.
What do you think makes them stand out the quickest to make look biggest transformation the quickest?
You mean in general delts for sure? Because, I mean, just even in a shirt, like as I sit here, right? I mean, I look wider already just cause I sit back and just kind of let my arms hang. So, delts for sure. But you know, what a lot of guys don't have is a big back, and cause people neglect that. They want to do chest, arms, shoulders, you know? But I think to me personally, what sticks out on a guy is having really wide lats, big shoulders and wide lats because they look crazy from behind.
So that's what you would recommend people hit first or?
No, I do it all, you know, all of them. Yeah. I hit every muscle group. So I love the thought process of like a classic physique, right? It's symmetrical. Like that's the ideal, you know, the Greek god body type, right?
How long do you think the average person is going to take to get in shape?
You know, you have to define the word in shape, but, you know, it depends where they're coming from. But I can say in 12 weeks, most people lose 20, 30 pounds.
12 weeks, folks. You're 12 weeks away from a whole new life. It's a simple decision and reaching out to this dude, Justin Tidd. Find him at Tidd, T-I-D-D, underscore Justin. Do you have a website?
Yeah, so I have two, but, you know, justintidd.com. And then another one is Resurgence Fitness and Nutrition, and that's the fitness courses. That's a course system where they can actually walk themselves through the program other than having private coaching.
There you go.
Yeah.
And his private coaching's literally chump change. Like, can't believe you ain't charging more. But I appreciate you coming in, sharing with the Bomb Squad. Folks, as always, until next time, keep it real and get your ass in shape.
Dropping bombs with the real Bradley. Subscribe now.